You're listening to the Weekend Sport Podcast with Jason Pyne from Newstalk ZB.
Into the opposition camp, the Blues women hosting. Open side Niall Williams-Guthrie is with us. This is your first season playing with the Blues. Niall, how have you enjoyed it?
Oh, man, it's been unreal. I think I underestimated how much fun I was going to have. But the club has really welcomed me. The girls are amazing. Management so cool this year. It's been way better than I ever could ever imagine.
Now, I was getting ready to chat to you, and on the Blues website it says you're a midfielder, but you've been playing on the open side, haven't you?
Who knows where I am, eh? I think probably because the last I got signed as a midfielder. Then we had some injuries, so then I moved to the open side. And then in the last game, we ran out of back, so I had to move and play on the wing for the last 20 minutes. So, you know, just for the team, eh, whatever they need.
I guess that's what comes from coming from a sevens background, is that they probably just assume you can play anywhere. So, I mean, how have you enjoyed playing open side? Is it a position you relish?
Yeah, I think I'm lucky with the team and the structure they have set up around the forward that I kind of get to drift a little bit and just do, you know, implement myself where I feel needed in that, rather than probably, I'm not probably a common seven that you would see, and I probably just do things that are more suited to my game style, which has been really, I think, helped me to play better than I probably if I had to have all these kind of barriers around me, if that makes sense.
It does. It makes perfect sense. You haven't played you haven't played a heck of a lot of 15s. Was it a big adjustment for you?
Yeah, I actually only played 4 games of club rugby down in Tauranga for the Rangatawa Papaka team. Because of, you know, COVID, when we went out to travel for 7, so they said, go play some club rugby. And funnily enough, Kate Henwood, Luke O'Connor, like a few of the testers were actually in that team with me, so I got about 4 or 5 games with them. So, yeah, very different from 7s, way different, but I love the challenge. And I must say my respect, like I've always respected sports, I know what they do is hard, but actually seeing all the moves and everything they have to remember whilst being under fatigue, you know, the lineouts, the scrums and that, yeah, I'm very amazed and just have a newfound respect for them.
Now, as this interview was being set up, your media manager described you as an absolute defensive beast. Now, is that something that you is that something that you pride yourself on?
I'm not going to lie, I guess. I've probably been a player who would have rather save a try than score the winning try, if that makes sense. So I have always prided myself on my defence. I don't know if it's the upbringing I've had and been smashed by my brothers and watching them smash people on the field that makes me want to be, you know, like, I think with my oldest brother, John, I always say, go have a good game, and he's always like, make sure you smash someone, so... Maybe a family thing.
I love it. So the Blues season, 5 wins, just the 1 loss. You've won your last 4 in a row to earn the home advantage for the final. What has the side been doing really, really well in the last couple of games?
I think we've just been able to play do small things well but consistently over a big period of the game, rather than I think the downfall was in this first, you know, in our life we would have really great moments but then would have really probably shitty moments. And so for us it's about doing things consistently well rather than pitches, and then if it isn't the greatest, at least we want to be hitting a standard that's still acceptable, not dropping below that, not dropping below par. So I think that's been our biggest work on, and I think everyone just owning their own roles. We try and tell the girls, you know, as long as you're doing your role, that's going to impact the team. That's all we need. We don't need anything more, and just having that trust in each other.
Outstanding. And the only defeat you had was against Chiefs Manawa, but you beat them, of course, a couple of weekends ago down in Hamilton. How do you reckon you match up against the Chiefs Manawa side?
Yeah, I think it's a great matchup, you know. For myself, the team that we have on paper, you know, like, I walk into these circles and I'm starstruck. I'm in awe. I'm in awe of the talent that these players possess here. And I'm just grateful to be amongst this team. So, yeah, the Chiefs have their players in that, but I'm not really focused on them. I'm just focused on us and what we can bring. And I know that this team has a good to go all the way.
And I know you won't be focused on anything other than the final this afternoon. But beyond this, Niall, what is the story? Because I see you, I think you've re-signed with the Gold Coast in the NRLW, haven't you? But what about Sevens? Will you go to the Olympics? What's the story there?
No, I'm not in contention for the sevens. I retired from the team last season before going to the Pros that first year last year. So sevens will be out of the books now, and I'm very grateful for my time I had in it. And I was lucky enough to obviously go to the Rio Olympics and pick up the medal there. So great memories. But for myself, moving forward, yeah, Titans, and then the new pages of the book and Arwen and Guthrie still continue, and we'll see what's yet to be written.
Oh, I love that. I love that. But you're keen to go back to the NRLW. I know they're keen to have you back. Do you enjoy the 13-a-side stuff? Quite different. Oh, not quite different, but a little bit different from rugby union, obviously.
Yeah, I think the singles league is really structured, you know. You have moves which are set to make numbers, whereas like rugby, you got to create that. And I think the singles league is you have to execute your move really well, or it's not going to fall off because it's so structured. And I actually like that, and I like the physicality of it, and it's just so different. Like in the ruck area, it's about being slow and slowing them down and getting time for your team. Whereas in rugby, it's about chop, get over the ball, quick roll out. For me, that's the cool part I like about it in the learnings, and I like just being in a different environment too. It always creates that hunger for to perform and do more things. I have enjoyed it. And I will go back, yeah.
Yeah, good. Well, there's a Warriors side joining the NRLW as well. Niall, I mean, that would, I'm sure, have piqued your interest. Maybe that's a possibility to write on a couple of those pages in that book of yours.
Hey, I'm not going to be a person who ever says no to things, because what I've learned since leaving the Sevens is there's a big world out there, and there's always lots of opportunities, and things just fall into place how they're meant to. So who knows what it could be. It could be coming back to 15 Blues and giving it a crack for, Black Ferns next year maybe. It could be staying for league. It could be trying to play for the Warriors. I don't know. But as long as these leagues can run around, I'm going to give it a good crack. So, yeah.
Good on you. Well, the only thing you have to worry about at the moment is this afternoon's Super Rugby Opiki final. All the best against Chiefs Manawa at Eden Park, and thanks for taking the time for a chat.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Up the Blues.
Up the Blues. Well done, Niall. Niall Williams Guthrie there from the Blues Women Super Rugby Opiki final. They are the hosts against Chiefs Manawa. That game underway just after 4 o'clock at Eden Park.
For more from Weekend Sport with Jason Pine, listen live to News Talk ZB weekends from midday, or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.